It's Tuesday, March 25th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, stocks closed broadly higher Monday amid hopes on Wall Street that the Trump administration may take a more targeted approach as it tees up a new round of tariffs on imported goods next week. The S&P 500 jumped 1.8%. The index was coming off its first winning week after a four-week losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.4%, and the NASDAQ Composite closed 2.3% higher. The market was primed to respond well if the administration pulled back on some of the tariff threats and even provided off-ramps for the tensions, said Ross Mayfield, investment strategist at Baird. Despite the gains, the benchmark S&P 500 has lost 1.9% so far this year out of concerns that a trade war could hinder economic growth and increase inflationary pressures. Gains on Monday were broad, with 84% of stocks within the S&P 500 ending higher. In other news, President Trump will nominate Susan Monadres, the acting director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and a longtime federal staffer, to the permanent position, a White House official confirmed Monday. Mr. Trump abruptly withdrew the nomination of his first pick, David Weldon, earlier this month. Monadres has been serving as the CDC's acting director since January and came from another federal government agency, the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health. She holds a doctorate from the University of Wisconsin, and her postdoctoral training was in microbiology and immunology at Stanford University. In world news, when Israel announced that it had killed Hamas's de facto prime minister, Ismail Barhum, it was a surprise to many in Gaza who did not even realize he had been given the job. It was only 5 days earlier that an Israeli airstrike had killed his predecessor. The targeted killings were part of a wave of attacks that Israeli security forces have carried out against senior Hamas political operatives, attacks that aimed at crippling the militant group's ability to govern, but also highlighted Israel's intelligence gathering in the enclave. Israel has killed at least another 4 senior political figures in a week of strikes, including the deputy ministers of Justice and Interior, as well as the head of Hamas's internal security agency. It also has targeted a number of senior and mid-ranked military officials. Former Israeli intelligence officers said the leadership killings helped disrupt the U.S. designated terrorist group's rule over the enclave, forcing those who remain to prioritize survival over carrying out their tasks. Back in the U.S., Postmaster General Louis DeJoy stepped down Monday from his role, preempting a decision by President Trump to force him out of the role faster than planned. Though DeJoy in February said he would resign, he hadn't given a departure date and until now had continued to carry out his 10-year turnaround plan for the Postal Service. Mr. Trump in recent days had been preparing to fire him, according to people familiar with the matter. The direction of the Postal Service has been in question since Mr. Trump in February raised the idea of folding it into the Commerce Department. Mr. Trump said in December that he was thinking about privatizing the Postal Service, but has since changed tack and said he is considering merging the Postal Service with the Commerce Department. Deputy Postmaster General Doug Tulino will serve as interim Postmaster General, DeJoy said. And senior Trump administration national security officials held detailed discussions of highly classified U.S. plans to launch airstrikes against Yemen's Houthi militants, using a non-government messaging service, and mistakenly included a journalist in the conversation, U.S. officials said Monday. The chats over the encrypted Signal app spanned days and included specific information about weapons, targets, and timing used in the attack, according to The Atlantic magazine, whose editor, Jeffrey Goldberg, was inadvertently included in the discussion and who disclosed the messages. National security experts and former officials say that the use of Signal for conducting classified discussions about imminent military action was a serious breach of security procedures governing the handling of sensitive defense information. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.